بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
All that is in the heavens and the earth extols the glory of Allah. He is the most mighty, the most wise.
له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير.
His is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and causes death, and He has the power over everything.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
He is the first and the last, and the manifest and the hidden, and He has knowledge of everything. He is the first and the last, and the manifest and the hidden.
These are some of God's major attributes. God has always been, even when there was nothing else, and He will always be, even when there will be nothing else. Furthermore, God is the most manifest of the manifest, for whatever is manifest is so because of His attributes, His work, and His light. He is also the most hidden of the hidden, this because He cannot be grasped by the senses. Additionally, His essence and reality defy man's intellect, thought, and imagination.
هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then established Himself on the throne. He knows all that enters the earth and all that comes forth from it, and all that comes down from the heaven and all that goes up to it. He is with you wherever you are. Allah sees all that you do and all that goes up to it.
God not only knows the generality of all things, but also their particulars and details. To illustrate, God knows each seed that penetrates the layers of the earth. He also knows all the leaves and buds that open out of the earth, even as He knows the drops of rain that fall from the sky and the vapors that rise from the seas, rivers, and lakes, and then head towards the sky. So pervasive is God's knowledge that He is well aware of every single seed that lies under the soil, wherever it might be. Thanks to this pervasive knowledge, God causes that seed to split open, sprout, and grow. He is also fully aware of the amount of vapor that rises at any given place and the heights to which it reaches. It is again thanks to this knowledge that God is able to merge this vapor into cloud, distribute it, and cause it to descend in the form of rain in different parts of the earth according to well-calculated measures.
له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور.
His is the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Him are all matters referred for judgment.
يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور.
He causes the night to pass into the day and causes the day to pass into the night, and He fully knows all that is hidden in the breasts of people.
آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير.
Believe in Allah and in His Messenger and expend of what He has entrusted to you. A great reward awaits those of you who believe and spend their wealth. Believe in Allah and in His Messenger,
Here, the call to believe in God and His Messenger does not signify merely a verbal declaration of faith. The call is rather to believe sincerely, to believe with all one's mind and heart.
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ
How is it that you do not believe in Allah when the Messenger calls you to believe in your Lord, and although He has taken a covenant from you, if indeed you are believers?
When the Messenger calls you to believe in your Lord, here too the call to believe means believing from the depths of one's heart.
And although He has taken a covenant from you,
that is the covenant to obey God.
هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم
He it is who sends down clear signs to his servant so as to bring you out from darkness into light. Surely, Allah is most kind and most compassionate to you.
وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلِ أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير
How is it that you do not expend in the way of Allah when to Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth? Those who spent their wealth and took part in fighting before the victory cannot be equated with those who spent their wealth and took part in fighting afterwards. They are higher in rank than those who spent and fought afterwards. But to each Allah has promised a good reward. Allah is well aware of all that you do.
When to Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. This carries two meanings. First, whatever wealth man has will not endure forever, for surely a day will come when he will die and leave all his possessions behind, and then God will inherit all that wealth. Second, when a man spends his wealth in God's cause, he need entertain no fear of destitution and poverty on that account. For God, on whom he depends and in whose cause he spends, his wealth is the Lord of the treasures of the heavens and earth. His treasures have not been exhausted by what he has given people so far. There is still an immense amount in his possession which he can bestow on them in the future.
But to each, Allah has promised a good reward.
At times, there might be very strong indications that the balance of power is heavily tilted against Islam. Furthermore, it might appear that the chances of Islam's victory are not within the range of what is possible. Hence, if some people stake their lives and spend their resources to support Islam's cause in such gloomy circumstances before Islam's triumph and victory, they will occupy very high ranks with God, higher than the ranks of those who strive and spend in God's cause after Islam has emerged victorious in its encounter with unbelief.